So, Arnold, you've been leading a youth drama workshop today. How's that been for you?
It was very enjoyable, to be honest. Bright bunch, they're very receptive, and they talk back, and a few shy ones.
Do you think the shy ones turned up purely because of kidulthood and adulthood?
You know what, to be honest, probably, because maybe there was a few of them that probably are not even interested in drama, but they probably came because of me and Femi are here from the film, and just to have them here is good enough. Do you know what I mean? If they could come and participate in the drama class and leave and find out that they actually enjoy drama, then we've done something right.
So how big a break was adulthood for you?
Massive. I mean, it changed my life and it helped my career like immensely. As a black actor in this country, you know, there's not a lot of big roles for you to take up. I mean, unless you're playing the same stereotypical roles like a thief or a mugger or a drug dealer, do you know what I mean? I was lucky. My character in adulthood was not like that. He was a good kid, and he was at a crossroads where he chose the right path. And hopefully, people when they go watch that, they understand and they could see what the character's going for, really. But it was cool.
And can you relate to any of the experiences your character went through in adulthood?
Yeah, because I was raised in Brixton, South London. So certain few things I had been through, or I knew what it was like to go through it through watching fellow friends or people that live in my area.
Was it all a little bit exaggerated, obviously, for the movie quality?
No, I think, to be honest, I think a lot of it was actually toned down a bit. You know, Brixton was a very hard area to grow up in. I mean, it still is with some bits.
And is music a big thing for you as well?
Yeah, because I'm also an artist as well. I rap as well, so...
Can you do a rap for me now?
Okay, I'm an actor. I'm an artist making moves. I'm the fastest. You know my name is Arnie. But the man them call me Snakey, man. Yeah, I'm an actor. I'm an artist making moves. I'm the fastest. You know my name is Arnie. But the man them call me Snakey, man. Listen, my flow's A-class. I got a stack piece, got to get an A-class. I'm fat on a track, don't need slim fast. I hear that UKG's in a pass. You're coming up slow, I'm coming up fast. That's in the future. Got to eat well, make way for the future. Got to start now, can't wait for the future. Get big in the scene. That's my future. What the future holds, I don't know. I just want to make tunes and my presence to be known. I've been talking enough, it's time for you to be shown. And I ain't even full grown. I'm just about past half grown, so don't moan. But I'm still huge. Why do they call me Snakey Man? There you go. You put me on the spot there now.
That was amazing. Did you freestyle that?
No, that's one of my lyrics I wrote.
That's really good. Yeah, so would you say, like, do your interests extend beyond the street side of things? Do you enjoy, like, theatre and the West End?
As an actor, I go to theatre a lot. But I haven't been recently because I've just been busy in that. But, yeah, I do. I extend more than just music and acting. I mean, I've recently started my own business as well. I own a talent management company called ARG. Management-wise, we look after myself. We look after a young singer called Tilly, and we also look after a 17-year-old boy called Kyle, who plays for England rugby, under-21s rugby.
For sum up then, why you're here today, what your hopes are for these kids who've come to this drama workshop?
Yeah. I hopefully wanted to inspire them what I've gone through and what I've achieved, so that they can achieve the same thing and even more, and just for them to have a good time and really meet people that they see on TV.